At Sweet Pete's Candy Downtown, kids are marching up the stairs to learn about candy making in the repurposed historical building once the Seminole Club. Across the hall, Governor Scott is awarding the owners of the business, Sweet Pete himself and wife Allison Beringer, with medals for hiring 75 new employees over the last year after relocating downtown.
Last 12 months, so congratulations.
Pete Beringer says Scott's award is an honor.
We are planning on growing. We just recently opened a store in Illinois, in the Chicago area. And so we are working on just growing more internet sales and also our business here in Jacksonville.
As part of a billion-dollar tax cut proposal, Scott wants to permanently do away with tax on manufacturing equipment. He says that could help others expand too.
How many people like Pete here and Allison don't want to build a bigger business? They all do it. We put more money back in their pockets, they're going to build a bigger business and expand all across our state.
Scott says he's confident he'll be able to get the tax cuts through the legislature, but some powerful lawmakers have expressed doubts about the feasibility. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.